A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The disciples had forgotten to bring any bread along. Except for one loaf, they had none with them in the boat. So when Jesus instructed them, "Keep your eyes open, be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod," they concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. Aware of this, Jesus said to them, "Why do you suppose that it is because you have no bread? Do you still not see or comprehend? Are your minds completely blinded? Have you eyes but no sight, ears but no hearing? Do you remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets of fragments you gathered up?" They answered, 12. "When I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many full hampers of fragments did you collect?" They answered, 7. He said to them again, "Do you still not understand?" The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima, and like many of you, I have never been to Fatima in Portugal. But those people I know who have gone there especially to pray for peace, peace in their families and peace in the world. Even though Mary appeared in 1917, the issue of peace is a central concern for our lives today. Every day we hear news of more casualties of war in Iraq and Afghanistan. We hear of the African nations warring against one another. And more recently, Burma, which is presently called Myanmar, a country known for its human rights violations, has made the front page of the New York Times and other papers around the country because of their government's refusal to accept aid for over hundreds of thousands of Burmese people who have been devastated by the cyclone. Only recently has the Myanmar government opened their borders to some humanitarian aid. We certainly need peace in our world. War and violence is ripping our world apart, our neighborhoods, and our lives. The world has changed dramatically over the last few decades, and we're searching for new tools, creative ways to help bring about peace and reconciliation in our world. Archbishop Tutu, the Anglican Archbishop of South Africa, along with Nelson Mandela and other peacemakers after the apartheid lifted, worked hard to bring about peace and reconciliation. It was a dramatic step towards trying to bring their country together. In one of the books that Archbishop Tutu wrote, he described some of their experiences, and the title of the book is "There's No Future Without Forgiveness." In a way, that says it all, doesn't it? There's no future without forgiveness, whether we look at our neighborhood or our personal lives or the world. And this concern for forgiveness, reconciliation, and peace is not just a topic for religious folk. The desire for forgiveness and nonviolence spans all sectors of society. But we know that if peace is going to come to our world, it is going to have to start with each of us. Religious people of all faiths, because right relationships, forgiveness, and peace are essential beliefs of every major religion. But there's a strong pull in our world and each society that works against peacemaking and concern for the common good. It's hard to keep our focus on peace and living in right relationships with one another. Our lives get so busy. We have our jobs, our families. We get absorbed and preoccupied with our immediate concerns and daily routines. And we can easily lose sight of the larger picture. So the words of Jesus to his disciples today are a warning for us too. Jesus tells his disciples to keep their eyes open and to be on their guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the yeast of Herod. In other words, he's saying, be on your guard against anything that goes against God's ways. Because like yeast in flour, small grudges can grow into angry words and hostile actions. Small jealousies can lead to gossip, unkind remarks that can divide a family or a community. The yeast of self-righteousness can harden our hearts and hold our minds captive. It can cause us to stereotype others. Talking about those people can develop into hard and fast prejudices and unkind treatment of others. Over the Christmas holiday, a friend of mine took her grandchildren who were visiting her from out of state to San Francisco, her hometown. And as they walked down one of the main streets in San Francisco, she could feel her grandchildren drawing closer to her as they walked by many homeless women and men, many of whom were asking for help. And so my friend asked her grandchildren why they were afraid. And she said to them, "All we know about these people is that they do not have a home and that they need help. And just because they don't have enough to eat, or a place to live, we shouldn't be afraid of them. To be in need doesn't mean a person is evil or that a person will harm us." It's easy to let small prejudices rise like yeast in dough and poison the whole batch. In one way, if this teaching of Jesus wasn't so serious in the gospel story that we heard this morning, it actually would be quite comical. Because the disciples totally misunderstand what Jesus is talking about. And we can hear Jesus' disappointment in his response to his disciples. By now, they and we should know when Jesus is talking about yeast and bread and feeding people, he's not talking about lunch or having enough food for a day's journey. When Jesus talks about bread, there's more going on than just hungry people being fed, more than just physical hungers being filled. So to get his point across, Jesus reminds them of the feeding of the 5,000, the feeding of the 4,000, the leftover bread, the 12 baskets, the 7 baskets that were filled with bread, more than enough for a day. But it's Jesus' way of telling them that he has a power that is stronger than the yeast of the Pharisees, a power that he gives to his disciples and us, a spirit who lives in us, a Holy Spirit who teaches us God's ways, the Holy Spirit, an inner teacher who strengthens us so that our works and our actions and words will become Jesus' words and actions. This spirit is a powerful spirit, and if we let her, she can transform our lives. And we know we need this spirit to strengthen us and form us into new people each day. Because we can't teach our children to be respectful of others if we're judgmental and narrow-minded. We can't teach them forgiveness if we hold grudges and never let go of past offenses. We can't teach the importance of truth if we cheat in small ways, lie in small matters, or if we're not honest at work. And we can't teach our children and others the power of peace if we are not peacemakers ourselves. Truthful relationships, respect for one another, peace, begins with each of us in our homes and in our workplace and our ministry. So in the spirit of the feast of today, Our Lady of Fatima, let us pray that we will be open to the Spirit so the Spirit can transform our lives and help us bring peace wherever we are this day.